Good afternoon, folks. Good to have you with us today. Just want to share a few verses from Psalm 41, which, like so many other psalms, is a psalm of David. It's full of encouragement, and we're just going to read the first few verses together of Psalm 41. It's to the chief musician. It's a psalm of David. It begins with the words, blessed. That means happy. Blessed or joyous or blissful. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, and thou wilt make his bed in all his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. This psalm is a psalm that makes mention of those who are struggling with ill health. Verse number 3 says, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. In our congregation here in Lisburn, there are many of our congregation that are on a little bit in years, and some others as well who are unwell at this time. Many are shut in. There's quite a number presently in hospital. And I know that even outside our church, of course, there are many people that are sick and unwell. From time to time, we hear about people we've known down through the years and they're unwell. Speaking to a lady just yesterday and her husband, very, very ill and in palliative care at present as well. So many that we know and love are unwell. And in the days to come, if the Lord tarries, there will be times whenever we ourselves will struggle with ill health. And we think as well at this time, of course, of the royal family. We think of Princess Kate and her recent diagnosis. We think of her king as well. And it just shows us today that so many, regardless of class, distinction, colour or creed, struggle at times with ill health. And this psalm speaks about praying for those who need grace and help in their time of need and in their time of trouble. And our hearts go out to those who have got bad news with regards to their health, some that are waiting for surgery, some that are facing treatment, some that maybe are very much alone with their ill health, far away from family or loved ones. We think of some that we know that are on in years and they're aged and they're facing chemotherapy and surgery, and their families are small or distanced from them, living in different parts of the world, and very much as they feel it, facing their sickness and their treatment and their illness alone. We trust that if you're in that position today and you've got bad news with regards to your health, that the Lord will draw near and that you will draw near to him. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. And so many times in the Bible, we are encouraged and invited, instructed, and even exhorted to cast all our care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Then there's a lovely promise in Psalm 55 and 22. It says there, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Matthew 11, 28 is another lovely text where the Lord Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Trust God will encourage you today and help you. But let's have a prayer together and let's pray and seek God and enter into the spirit of prayer for those who need grace and help, that the Lord will strengthen them upon the bed of languishing, that the Lord will make their bed in all their sickness. Let's pray. Loving God and eternal Father, we are thankful today for the throne of grace. We thank thee for a God in heaven who identifies with us, for a Saviour who the Bible says is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knew what it was to suffer. And Lord God, we think of so many in thy word and down through history who have known and loved the Saviour and have yet found themselves in times of sickness and in ill health, and maybe facing uncertainty, humanly speaking. And Lord, we are mindful of so many within our own church family, our own congregation, and many, many outside of it as well. Some that contact us from time to time, that join in to these devotionals, Lord, and today they're unwell. Lord, we commit them to thyself. We ask, O God, that the grace of God will be their portion. We pray that thou will give help and a real sense of thy presence. And Lord, we pray that the healing hand of God might touch them and rest upon them. We think, Lord, today of Princess Kate and William and the whole family circle there as well. Loving God, everlasting Father, we pray, Lord, that thou will touch this dear lady. Be pleased, O God, to raise her up, and grant, O God, that she might know the healing touch of God upon her body. Strengthen her, Lord, as she faces her treatment, and Lord, help her at this time. And Lord, grant, O God, that those who are unwell in these days, Lord, connected with so many that join in for these little devotional messages, might know the touch of God. Bless their families and their loved ones, those that have children or maybe grandchildren or husbands or wives or parents too. Lord, give great grace and great help, and may each one have the privilege and the experience of reaching out, laying hold upon the promises of God. And we pray in Jesus' name that thou wilt be pleased to draw alongside, even in salvation, and grant, O God, that there might be those who through their trial and adversity will come to know the Saviour, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, hear and answer prayer. Bless us now as we part company. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thanks for joining us, and maybe share this with somebody that you know and love who's going through that valley of adversity. See you soon. God bless you. Thank you.